10-8 DBS. WGAKLL.
PSA-DIC, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jack. How you doing on this chilly Friday or Thursday morning?
It's chilly, really. Last night, I don't know what happened, but it didn't crank up till I got to the point where it cranked up. It was about 40 degrees last night that heat was on.
Yeah, we've got our furnace on. I think it kicked on there a couple times as well. So we have our set at 67 or 68. What about you? Did I lose you there, Jack?
It's about 46 here.
Yeah, it's 47 here. What do you have your furnace set at night?
And when it comes to 70, it doesn't start right away. It takes so long, then after that it starts. But, you know, if it gets a little bit colder, you know, snow and all that, I put it on 71. I leave it on 71.
Okay, that's a little bit too hot for us at night, but I think we turned down to 67 at night and 69 or 70 during the day.
Oh, not here. No, I wish that happened, but it never happens. Always when the snow come down, it's 71, because it's all aluminum, this house.
Okay, yeah. Well, I got hot flashes to deal with over here.
The way I got warm myself, I gotta eat some hot sauce.
There you go. Yeah, I was referring to Jen. She's in menopause.
Some of that Johnny Walker. Dark.
Yeah, that'd warm her up for sure. But, yeah, we gave that up. Well, she did 10 years ago now. I'm going on two without a drop of alcohol.
But you feel a lot better. I don't drink that much, really, you know. I really don't, you know. Not every day, no. Not if maybe, I don't know, once in a while, maybe 6 months, drink one beer. And that's about it. Or not. They end up proud of me. I got wine, about 4 or 5 bottles of wine. Another one of them is open. Can't think of all that stuff.
Yeah. We both drank back in the day there, but we give it up. So feel much better for sure. WDAKL.
That's for sure. KFAGIC. The question today, if you got a cowboy hat. Yeah, I do have a cowboy hat. I have the hard one because we used to go to the party at night in September. A friend of ours, he lives in somewhere by Pontiac, and he had that music coming from all over. So we used to go there and wear nothing but cowboy's head and cowboy boots.
Okay, Jen can't come running over here and wants to know what place in Pontiac, because she probably was there.
Can't think of it right now, but I'll find out, and you know, we used to go there every year, you know, stay till about maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. They used to have nothing but the music, you know, in the park. He does that every year.
Oh, you said it's in the park, not a bar.
At his place. He's got about 80 acres up there, and he does that every year. He invites people from all over. He knows them. Florida, California, and everybody else come down for that night.
All right. You got your hat signed by John Wayne? Just curious.
Almost did. I almost go there and tell John Wayne sign my hat, but I didn't. He said, no, you don't need that. You don't need my name on the hat. That's good enough, whatever you're wearing.
Yeah, I had to throw that in there, Jack, because I know how you like your John Wayne movies at night.
Oh, yeah. That is the John Wayne. It was number one. And number two is Gary Cooper. That is a tall man. He, every time he moves around, he knows what's going on out there.
Oh, yeah. Old Gary Cooper, a walking tall. I'm walking small. He's walking tall. WDAKLO.
You're right about that. Walking tall, you're right. Anyhow, so what else happening today? I mean, I got to do the leaves. There's leaves up to my ears out there right now. And you know what? I'll probably go out there with a lawnmower and crush them all.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing since it's been dry. The grass hasn't been growing, so I've just been taking a lawnmower out every 2, 3, 4 days, whatever. You know, I get a good bunch of them and chop them up, so I've probably done that about 4 times already this year.
Oh, I already done that about twice. This is the 3rd time because, you know, I think there is a rain going to come down tomorrow. And I don't want to, you know, go out there tomorrow either. So I'd rather do them when they dry instead of a rain on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they'll chop up a lot better there. But it's been so dry, the leaves are dry, that's why they're falling. Anyways, on a different note, I'm going to look at a 5-bander Yagi antenna Friday.
Yeah, but there's no problem with that one. I don't blame you, but another hand. It's a little bit more money because you gotta get the what they call it, the clock, and you gotta get the, you know, the motor. The motor is not cheap; it's expensive. It's about $400 motor, and I don't like them. I like the way you got it right now with the little wire and that 10 antenna you got out there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, guy is getting out of the hobby here. He's in his 80s, and he's got a bunch of equipment going over with another guy Friday to look at it. So we'll see what we come up with.
The Yagis, they don't all work, but you gotta have a power booster for them. You know what I mean? You got to have a linear, or I don't know. Old days they call it a linear. And you got to have a power pushed on that Yagi. And that's how they work.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Roger on that one. Well, you know I got my eye on a amplifier here in the future, so just trying to get myself set up. I don't know if I'll get that Yagi or not. I'm going to go look at it, but it's completely free. I just got to take it down and if I end up going with it.
The Yagi is not easy to come down either because it's a little bit heavy. I don't know how many elements he got, but probably over 6 elements. The ham people, they use it over 5 or 6. More than that sometimes, they use the 10 one.
Yeah, this one's he's got a 5-bander, and then he's got a 40-meter dipole on the top. So, yeah, he's an old-timer, and he's an old-time DXer, and that thing, he said, would talk around the world, no problem.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying, but you got to point it the right direction, too. Sometimes you don't catch it. You like it right now, it's very easy, you know, to, you got that wire going on, and you turn your tuner on, where do you want that frequency, it goes. But with that, you're not going to know where it's going to go.
Yeah, roger that. So, yeah, we'll let you know. I'm just going to keep my eye open for you. For some stuff as well.
When is it, tomorrow?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, yeah, that's tomorrow. Well, I don't know because I like to know if he got that analyzer for the radios out there or the antennas. And if he does, I will come up there. I don't mind.
Yeah, I asked him about that. He does have an MFJ. It's an older one, but if he wants to get part with that, I'm going to try and pick that up. So we'll have that for sure, Jack.
You know what? Then I'll come up. Just let me know what time you're going to be out there, and I'll come meet you at the house.
All right, I'll get with you on the landline here.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. All right, Greg, we're going to have a coffee, my second cup. Take care. We'll talk again. KF8-DRC.
All right, buddy. We'll talk at you later. KF8-DRC, WD8-KLL. Somebody sitting on their mic. KE8VSI Mobile.
This is November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. Base.
Howdy, Jay. Greg here, KE8VSI. How are you doing today?
I guess I'm there. Boy, square. Can we get up there? Any go.
This is Greg, KE8VSI. We've talked in the past a bit here and there. Just heading out in the mobile, going to a POTA park and going to activate it.
Okay. Okay, K-E-A, V as in Victor, S-I.
Yep, that's correct. Victor Sierra India.
Okay, you sound familiar. I mean, the voice, I didn't catch the call there, so. Well, all right. Does that mean you're going to be doing a little playing radio out in the field or something?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a Parks on the Air at Falls Mountain Recreation Area. I think that's, I don't even know what city that's in. It's out past Rochester, I don't know, Lake Orion-ish maybe.
Yeah, it could be Lake Orion. Yes, it looks like the work out there, Lake Orion, at the General Motor Plant. I'm trying to think what other little town out there, Lake Orion and, shoot, I can't even think today. I used to work out there many, many years ago at General Motors. So you know what a General Motors plant out there?
Yep, I sure do. Yep, that's cool. Yeah, it's up on that, I can't even remember the name of the name, freeway now. Not freeway, it's kind of a major road, though, that zips up there. I'm taking the back roads from the east and going to sneak my way in there.
All right, so I used to take 75 up there. And when I used to work up there, and I was surprised how I could, at one time I had went up there, and silver something about this, and I was surprised how I could just, I don't even have to take the freeway 75 back to Detroit, I could cut through those bad woods, and wind up back out there where I was in Livonia and Redford out that way, right?
Roger that. Yeah, there's multiple ways to get in and out of there. And yeah, normally I would take 75 to the Lake Orion exit, and I just can't remember the name of that road for some reason right now. But that zippy douche right there. But there's many other ways and different paths to get up there. So yeah, if you find a way back to the city, that's cool.
Are you thinking Lapeer Road?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I couldn't think of it, but yep, that's it.
Well, when I first, I was laid off at General Motors for quite a while. Before they called me back, I used to work at Detroit Diesel down in Detroit. And then they called me back to work up in Lake Orion. And man, when I was up there, we all trying to figure out how to get up there and where it was and all that stuff. Man, that place has grown. They didn't have nothing up there. Now you got, what's those balls up there? It's been up so long, I can't even think of the different balls they got up there. Oh, boy. But they really have built that place up around there, Roger.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, going from way back a couple decades ago, there was nothing. And then they put, I think you're thinking about Great Lakes Crossing Mall. And that spurred a whole bunch of stuff. You know, all the big stores and then houses and all. It's all grown up now, that's for sure.
That's exactly what I was thinking about Great Lake Crossing. I like that mall up there, real, real nice, you know. You have my lady friend, my girlfriend. She's a silent key now. She passed away in 2021, and she lived in Pontiac, and I used to be up in the Pontiac area quite often, and we used to go to Great Lake Crossing. I like that mall, real nice mall there, Roger.
Yeah, it is. It's real nice. It's a little bit different than most of the other malls. They got some different stores in there, and it's good people watching and walking around and whatnot. Sorry to hear about your girlfriend passing. That's not fun. And, from Pontiac, that's a zippy doo, and you're right there, so that's cool.
Yep, all we had to do is take some kind of bag of load and get up there. We didn't have to take 75. We could go through the little towns and stuff, in Pontiac into Waterford and all the other little towns up there. Oh man, I can't believe how long ago that's been. Well, all right, I'm not going to hold it up there, sir, but just heard you in there, and I heard you through your call out there, so I said, well, let me throw mine out there and see if who this might be. So, but anyway, you have a fine day, and I guess I'm going to go ahead and scan the band and see what else I can pick up. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, Jake, good talking to you. You have yourself a good day, too. Get outside if you can. It's looking beautiful. Car says 53 degrees. Supposed to go up from there, and it's crystal clear blue skies. So, talk to you soon, KEHCSI.
Oh, let me ask you before you go, have you ever ran a net?
Negative. I've joined a few here and there, but no, I've never run one.
Man, you sound just like somebody I've heard running net. Okay, later. 73s from November 8, Whiskey, Julie Beamer.
73,
KE8 BSI. KB8 DFR, KF8 DIC. Hey, Greg, you out there?
Good morning, Jack. How are you? KE8 BSI.
I'm doing good. How about you? You going to the park, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little while since I did Parks on the Air. So I looked at the weather. I figured it's going to be nice today. Might be a little chilly, but that's okay. And looking forward to it.
Are you going to go beyond a 10 meter or 20 or what?
I'm not sure yet. Probably either 17 or 20. It depends. We'll see when I get there.
I see if I want to hear you out there.
Well, I'll likely be doing FT8 digital, and I might do a couple park-to-park, chasing some other guys in parks. We'll see. But that all depends where they're all at, too.
Can I do it digital on the MI5? Is that what you're saying?
No. Digital is, protocol is FT8. You'll have to look that up. It's kind of hard to explain, but you send out your computer actually sends out your location and call sign over the radio. And then whoever's out there on the other end's got a computer too, and they see that and they exchange signal reports, and then you log the contact with that information.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is something different I didn't know about. Anyhow, well, Greg, you take care. You have a good day. We'll talk again. KF8DRC.
All right, Jack, good talking to you as usual. I'll be at Bald Mountain Recreation Area, and if you want to stop by and take a look at it and see how it works, you're welcome to come up. Me and KZ Dave will be up there.
No problem. Take care. KFADIC.
KFADIC, mobile still on my way.
K8BB from
WAFU.
KE8VSI from WAFU.
WAFU, WAFU, KZ8Z.
Hey, hey, what's up?
Hey, I just heard you reaching out to Greg. He should be on here. He and I are heading over to Bald Mountain for a little, another, maybe last of the night's days, do a little POTA outdoor radio action. So I will maybe try him in another 5 or 10 minutes. He should be on here.
Okay, well then it's not going to work out. It's just there's I got a real sliver of a of an opportunity to I got to meet up with Dakota. I was going to see if he wanted to do lunch and if timing, but it's not. It's already falling apart. I figured if he wanted to meet for lunch, I could get a hold of him. I could pick up the speakers for Don. But you know what? It's all falling apart. So don't worry about it. It wasn't a big deal. It was a long shot.
I'll
write him. I'll tell him
something
to note for him. Okay, see you guys. All right, we'll
catch you later. That'll be it. This is
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, mobile and monitoring.
Three Oreos. Can't go wrong with that.
Mobile. NADBF.
NADDF, this is K8RUH. How you doing this afternoon?
I am out of gas and ready to go home. How about you?
I'm ready for it to be Friday. What do you got cooking tomorrow?
That too, man. I am so glad tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow, I don't know. Tomorrow should be... Nope. Tomorrow's either going to be a normal day, or I'm going to be out of the office at a yard. I don't know yet.
Well, let me know in the morning if I am feeling frisky, and I have some time, maybe I'll head your way to get you that computer.
Okay, I will do. I'll maybe I'll incentivize you. I'll bring the 9600.
Hang tight, I'll take a call.
Any DBF standing by.
All right, I am back.
Yeah, you almost home?
No, I had to. I took a detour on my way home. I stopped at Micro Center.
What'd you get?
I picked up a battery bank. I wanted to have the first iteration of my Starlink Mini mobile kit. So I got a small 200-watt battery bank. See what I can do with it.
Have you seen the one that mounts to the bottom of it?
Yeah, I have. I'm going to investigate those a little bit more. This, though, I will be able to run the Starlink for 3 hours. And like I said, first iteration, worst case, this is an awesome power bank to keep around for phones and other devices.
Is it like a Bluetti style one, like little lunchbox size?
Nope, not even that big. It's, oh, man. I don't know. It's like 6 inches tall, 2 inches wide. So it's like 6 by 2 by 2.
Is it an Anchor 737?
It is the U-Green version of the Anchor 737. I was doing a little bit of research, and this was this was suggested for the Starlink higher than the 737.
If it's 20,000 milliamp hours, I have the same exact one, and I freaking love it. I bought it when I was doing a couple of, what would you call, confidential projects where I needed to solder in really weird, obscure locations, and I bought that, and now I find myself using it for all kinds of crap.
Boy, that sounds like a story that I'd like to hear, but yeah, it is a 25,000 milliamp, and it is 200 watts, where I think the 737 is 20,000 and 145 watts, or 140 watts peak load.
Okay, so you have the size up for mine. Dude, I'm not going to lie, I used to be like an Anchor diehard, and I started buying U-Green everything, and I've noticed no decrease in quality, if anything, an increase, and at like the 30% savings. So I've been really happy with all my U-Green stuff. I buy all their cables, their USB hubs, battery banks, like I've got power blocks. I've switched everything to U-Green.
That's awesome to know, because this is the first U-Green thing that I've bought. I've always bought Anchor stuff because it's easy. It's good. It's really good stuff. But yeah, that's what I noticed. Like the 737 is like $150 or something, and I got this thing for $99. So it's, I mean, perfect. I gotta get home and charge it. You know, do you have to use a bigger wall wart charger to charge it? Like, should I be using a 60 watt charger to charge this thing?
You can. I think mine's 100 watt in, so it doesn't matter. It'll just charge faster. But my whole thing is, if it's not, you know, if I'm not in a hurry, I'll just use a 20 to 40-ish, 45 watt, and it does just fine. Like, I have a, I do have a 100 watt 2-port on my desk that I use for charging crap. That's PD. But for the most part, I just use whatever I have, and I'm not too worried about it. It doesn't take that long.
All right, that's what I figured. It's not like it doesn't degrade the battery or anything. As long as it's got an even constant charge, it should be fine.
Right, like heat's your enemy, so you figure the faster you charge it, you know, that's... If I don't need it, I don't worry about charging it fast, because I think it's low and slow. You know, that's why all the phones do this optimized charging crap, and like all my RC batteries and drone batteries and crap, like, you don't charge them above a certain current, yada, 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 yada. But those things are smart enough, they should be fine. It's PD, so it's going to take what it wants, up to what it's capable of.
Perfect, that's what I figured. It'll be good though. I'm excited to get it charged up. I'll get it charged up tonight, and then since I'm home tomorrow, maybe I'll run the Starlink for a few hours on a timer and see how long it'll last.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. Starlink kind of pissed me off the other day. I was going to exceed my standby cap, so because Spectrum was pissing me off and losing internet every 5 minutes. So, of course, I was home. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit home all weekend without internet because it was like a five-hour stretch. So I was at like 8.25 gig, my 10 gig allowance for the month. And I'm like, well, crap, I got to just bump it this month. So I bought the residential again for $120 and just paid the upgrade fee for whatever the difference was for the month. And then, of course, right after I do that, Spectrum comes back. And then I go to downgrade the plan for the following month. They got rid of the 10 gig standby, which was $10 a month. So now I have to either do a 50 gig allocation, which is fine. I think it's only $25. Or I stick to like a residential plan. So keep that in mind when if you go up and down plans, it might mess with you.
So there is at least with the Mini, there is a $5 standby plan that is low speed data, unlimited. That's why, I don't know if you remember, I was asking you how much data the nodes use, because you can turn this thing on to the $5 low speed unlimited, and I've been seeing reviews of people with patients, unlike you and I, that are able to watch YouTube videos, do Teams conference calls, stuff like that, you know, just people with patience that are willing to accept a little bit of lag.
I did see that one, and it would be fine, but this is acting as my failover internet, so when my gateway loses connection with Spectrum, it fails over to Starlink. And it's essentially at that point running my entire house. So the lower or the reduced bandwidth would absolutely just be gone in a second between the cameras and everything else going on.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, you're using it for a totally different purpose than I am. But it's still an option. You know, I look at it like ultimately I'll leave that in standby at that low-speed data for, I think you can only do it 11 months a year, and then you got to upgrade for 1 month. But I'll leave it in that low grade, and it'll be there just when I need it. And even, like, I know, even, like, when I go camping or something like that, if we have no service, you can still get text messages and things like that out on that low-end data. So it's perfect. I don't need it much faster than that for 99% of the time.
I gotta take this. I'll be back. NADDF.
KE8RUH. I'll be standing by for a few minutes.
KE8RUH.
What was that, Tom?
I said, KCKDO, I will be listening to your conversation. What are you guys talking about, LTE modems?
KE4ZUH was listening, too.
I didn't catch that other station that said they were listening, but we were talking about Starlink, Tom. Breaking station, who was that?
Yeah, this is KE4ZUH, Joe Clinton Township. I was just looking up that battery system that you're talking about. Pretty interesting. 25,000 watt, the one I looked at?
Yeah, 25,000 milliamps, but yeah, it's a nice little battery bank, and we'll be able to power stuff, hopefully, when I need it. It's inexpensive, it's not, probably like I was saying to Dakota, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it's good enough for the first iteration, something very mobile, short-term use.
Portable battery banks, Anthony?
I doubled on you, Tom. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said you're talking about mobile battery banks?
Yes, I am. It's just this little, it's like an anchor. The brand is Ugreen. It's a 25,000 milliamp, 200 watt battery bank.
Well, that's good to charge some phones and maybe a small laptop. That means, you know, that doesn't draw a lot of current.
Yeah, this
thing, too, for a laptop, solar power kit, just wanted a smaller battery bank at
the house if I'm not trying to be mobile.
Yeah, you and Joe talked at the same time, but I think I got the gist of both conversations. Joe was talking about solar panels, and you're talking about your battery junction. I was looking at those at Harbor Freight yesterday, and they got a portable solar panel, and then the connectors, and then you got the battery junctions and the battery charger and stuff, and it looks pretty interesting, and it's pretty low cost, too.
Go ahead, Joe. We'll go Joe, Anthony, Tom.
Yes, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, sorry to double on you there. I was just saying that little unit, that's pretty interesting for the price and the ability and the 25,000 milliamp. And if it's got a plug-in that you can get an adapter for any kind of a solar panel, a USB type of solar panel plug-in, I do mine with a couple 100-watt solar panels here at home that I can charge up a battery backup. Just a matter of putting the plug in and letting the sun do its work. But if you're out traveling, car, family get together outside, near outside somewhere, you could use a little small little portable panel and charge it when it's not in use to get it perked up. Go ahead, I think it was Anthony.
Yep, that'll be one of the next steps is to get something small, mobile, solar panel, see what I can do with it. It should work great. At this point, most of the HT radios that I use regularly, I have USB-C plugs to charge those. So, you know, I'll be able to charge radios, I'll be able to charge my phone, I'll be able to charge, run the Starlink. And then if I have a solar panel, if it is capable of that throughput of to be charged and expel power at the same time, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, when you get a
chance,
you guys
go through it. I just thought I'd jump in and say interesting
topic
subject.
It's pretty neat. I'll keep that in mind. But thanks. You guys have a good rest of the day and a better day tomorrow. And of course, if you get the power inverter, but take a look at it.
Joe, I heard you. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you soon. And Tom, I heard you also. Yeah, those Harbor Freight batteries are inexpensive and pretty nice. I have seen some reviews on them that, like, some of the people that get really into the battery reviews aren't fans of them. And to be honest, it's been a long time since I've looked them up. I can't remember why. Some people don't like them, you know, and I don't know if they're that much cheaper than some of the Anker or Jackery products. So, you know, it is awfully convenient to to be able to go to Harbor Freight, buy one, and use it, maybe even buy the warranty and be able to exchange it. But they're, you know, they're, depending on what you're using them for, I'm sure they work great. Over to you, Tom.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting here, I mean, I was just looking at it, I was just browsing around before I did my steps around the entire mini mall there at 23 and Gratiot. But I was looking at it like, oh, that's pretty interesting. You know, but if you get a couple of them and you put them in parallel, then you get more amperage, same voltage, and it should trickle charge just fine. And maybe get a little bit more use out of it. I really didn't look into it too much. But I mean, that's a great thought. You can run your radios, charge your phone, you know, even have those little portable power banks.
Yep, for sure. Hey, I'm pulling up at the house here. I gotta see what's going on. I was really intending on trying to make it to the meeting tonight to meet everybody in person, but have since figured out that there is a Halloween dance that my daughter is going to, and get photos.
Got all the way up to the Halloween dance kind of thing, so it's totally understandable if he can't make it to the meeting, but there's one of them, you know that. So maybe try for another one. And go have fun with your daughter. It's an important milestone. Easy, KGO.
At 8, BBF. What up, Dakota? KG8, BSI.
Just making my way home. What are you doing?
I am doing the same. I'm at Dunn Road and Adams on my way back from Bald Mountain.
Little activation today?
Yeah, what with KZ Dave? We both got over 100 contacts up to date. Beautiful day. Eric showed up for a little bit for a visit and worked out well.
All bands or 20, what are you doing?
All FT8 on 20 meter, both of us, and he was inside half wave and I was vertical.
Well, that's good to hear that 20 still cooking.
Yeah, I got a Spain, Alaska, Germany, haven't really gone through them all yet. I'm sure I got a few other DXs.
I just finished my 857 POTA kit, and there should be a 705 on my porch when I get home, so I'm getting ready to get out there.
Ooh, nice. All right.
I think I got the best of both worlds between those two. I got a QRP shack in a box, and then I got a QRO shack in the box, so no excuses. I should be able to go play radio portable and do whatever the hell I want. The only thing I gotta do is get a tuner for the house, so I can, if I want to operate from home and use my attic antenna, I can actually do so.
Right. Okay. Yep. It's coming together. Very good.
Slowly but surely. How's your new setup at home treating? Are you been finding new things to do with it?
Yeah, getting on that 2 meter net a few times a week, doing ISS passes, still programming some repeaters and doing some distance stuff, and I got hung up for probably, I don't know how many days it was, doing the SSTV images from the space station, so I took, you know, kind of left that running while it was receiving, and got away from it for a few days.
How did the images turn out?
Oh, pretty good. There were 12 images. I got, you know, several copies of each. It all depends on the path, but I had a better antenna a better radio, and in this case, he's able to do the Doppler automatically on the radio as well. So, not too bad.
Good deal, man. Yeah, I think you got a killer setup for doing just about anything UHF, VHF now.
Oh, yeah, I'm more than happy with it.
So do you still have plans to go taller with the antenna, or you think you're good?
No, I'm lucky to be able to see what I did, and I think I'm good. Obviously, higher would be better, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah, that's some inspiration, man. That's what I want to do. I think that's such a sweet setup, and what you're able to do from where you're at, plus with 100 watts, I think you're sitting pretty good.
Yeah, the fact that you and I can simplex, and then you have room to improve your antenna situation even more, so I think I'm good where I'm at, and but then when you get to it, it'll be even better, and you could do all kind of fun stuff, too.
Yeah, I really want to get that 2-meter single sideband dialed in, which entails me getting, A, a better antenna, and, B, getting it outside. I'll probably start with the better antenna first and see if that gives me any gain, but I don't know. I just feel like my shingles and some wood are not going to make a night and day difference for signal, but who knows?
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's night and day, but it definitely matters. And then, of course, if you do go outside, in addition to losing the shingles and roof, you'll be gaining at least a little bit of height, depending on what you do. So all that in conjunction, to me, I went from the attic outside and up a little, and yeah, it was very significant.
Yeah, that's a good point. I bet you from where I'm at right now, I bet you I gain another 4 or 5 feet. So that's a good amount of difference. When you're talking, we can hear each other, but not great. I'm sure that would be quite a big difference, actually. What I would like to do, though, is not mount it on the house, is do what you did and get a mast.
Yeah, there's all kind of ways to do that. Mast, tower, bolt something to the house. I like what I did. It probably worked well for you too. Probably you gotta get one to you. They're not super expensive, but it's a chunk of money.
Yeah, the worst part is the freight costs as much as the damn mast.
Yeah, I got lucky in that regard, so I didn't really look at how much the freight was. I believe it's that much, though. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, hopefully next year the yard's kind of coming together. I got about everything buttoned up, a couple other big things that need to take place between my neighbor's yard and I, but nothing that'll affect my grass growing. So I think once that's done, Sean mentioned there's like a freestanding 40-foot, and then I would just have to sink some concrete into the ground. I think that's probably the route I'm going to take, and then I can do all kinds of crap with that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, Greg. Well, I'm glad you had a good activation today. I'm pretty jealous. I'm looking forward to getting back out there. I've got a couple pieces of the kit coming in, hopefully in the next couple days, probably early next week, and then I should be ready to go. So on that note, I'm going to clear out of here. I got a couple phone calls to make before I make it to my house, and then you guys might catch me on either the note or the repeaters later. I'll be clear of yours, N8DDF.
All right, good chat with you. We'll catch you next time. KE8VSI.
W8DD. Thank you. NRO, this is NEGZ. Tim, you there?
He's here.
W8FU.
N8WRO.
Good evening. What's got you out and about at this hour? Oh, wait. I know what.
Yes, it was the meeting. I'm getting into close to Richmond, and I'm thinking, I'm hungry. Those chicken tenders didn't quite cut it. I might have to stop at Taco Death or something.
Yeah, the Coney's did me quite solid. Coney and fries, I might add. So I am in good shape. But, I waited to eat until I got there, and that was dinner, so I loaded up.
Well, I appreciate you explaining that video. We kind of had that one waiting for you the next time you showed up, and those guys, I'm sure, quite enjoyed that. They have so many questions. They go, well, we'll just wait. Sean will be here. Either that or Wally will come back one of these days, and he did, so.
Now, a little long, but that's because you had a pretty full agenda. But anyhow, aside from 3 hours long, pretty good, pretty informative, covered a lot of stuff.
I always enjoy them. Besides, rumor has it, those guys stay in the lot until like 12 midnight sometimes.
Yeah, I was there with them for a few, and then I said, I got to get out of here. I'm way longer than I expected. So I left. They were still there kibitzing.
Yeah, that's exactly why I took off. I'll get sucked into that, start talking about radio stuff, and then I'll be there that long, too. So, all right, Sean, I appreciate it. I'm pulling into town. I am going to stop and grab something at one of the establishments here. I haven't decided what. But appreciate you coming out. Glad to see you in real life. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure. N8WRO, after you, sir.
Always enjoy. I suggest the double tacos that are back on the menu. Those are always good if you go there. But catch you later. I'll be here driving for a bit. W8FU. Well, that's weird.
WAVPD.
Yo, yo, I'm almost home. You just getting on the road?
Yeah, there's still several people standing in the parking lot talking, but I'm heading home now.
I heard rumors they're out there sometimes till almost midnight.
Yeah, I was part of that last time. We actually saw two deer across Garfield Road, too.
There you go. If you're going to do it right. Have some fun. You need to bring some little chairs. Because if you get too comfortable, they might come looking in on you.
Yeah,
well, it's getting too cold to sit out in the parking lot too long. Either that or I'm just getting too old. Over to you, Tom.
I hear sound out there. Who else we got?
Well, you got me, you got Brian, BPM, and you just now. Tim was out here for a little bit, but I think he stopped and grabbed some chow and is probably home by now. I'm just pulling up in the driveway. I got to run inside, and I got to grab my phone, which I didn't bring with me today, run back out and get some gas for the morning because I am on vapors. Brian?
Well, I got all that gas covered. I just got to get home. The wife didn't want me out till midnight tonight. Tom? W8RCY?
Oh, we got another person to the party. Hello, Donald. Hello, Brian. Sean, since you're pulling in the driveway, go get your phones, go get your gas. Don't forget your BP card to get that, you know, $100 off a gallon or something like that. And I'm on my way back from my mother-in-law's. The ball cock valve in the toilet tank is running really slow, so I got to get a new one. Over to Don, KCKGO.
Good evening, gents. I'm up past my usual bedtime because I'm watching 41-year-old Max Scherzer give a clinic to the Seattle Mariners. Just unbelievable pitching for a guy who's 41 years of age. He's into the sixth inning and just taking guys out left and right. So, watching the ball game.
Sorry, I think I lost part of that. I was changing over to Mount Clemens.
Well, Scherzer's going to show the point that, you know, even though you're older, you can still do some good. But, I'm on my way home. And the boss is probably tapping her toe by the front door waiting for me. Doggone it, they just took Scherzer out after 5 2/3 innings. Man, did he pitch a game. I mean, he pitched really, really good. And guys were in this meeting. L.A. won, so they're one game away from the playoffs. They're up 3-0 so, in the series. That's about all I got to say. Other than that, I'll be listening.
Yeah, well, my wife can't tap her toe because I told her these meetings go late, and she asked me to stop off at her mom's in regards to the toilet tank, so I said, I'm going over there. She's 83 years old, so it took me a little bit of time, you know, to get to the house and help her out.
Yeah, well, I was one of them out in the parking lot last week, or last time, until midnight. And the wife works at 8 o'clock on Thursdays, and she didn't know where I went and where I was. And Tuesday, we just celebrated our anniversary. We still haven't had a chance to really sit down and have communications between the two of us, because one running one place or one running the other place. And I guess tomorrow we are going to go out to our anniversary dinner, finally.
In how many years?
Just 30.
Well, that is a milestone. I 34.
Well, she was warned about me by my mom, and we've been together actually like 35 years, but only legally married for 30. But most importantly, we've learned to put up with each other's quirks, and I guess that's what makes us so good.
Yeah, same here. My wife puts up with my quirks, and, you know, my radios, and city business, and county business, and different friends and acquaintances, and I put up with her, you know, with her little quirks from her stroke, you know, which, you know, that happens. And we enjoy the weekends together when it's quiet.
Well, when I put away the TVs and the business band radio and that sort of stuff, I think she thought it was over, but here I am again, collecting radios and doing radio-associated things, this time more public service than just causing problems.
Well, she supports me in my radio habits and stuff like that. I mean, she's the one that, when I first got into it, that went with me to my testing and certifications and stuff like that. And she's gone with me on almost every Skywarn class I've been to, so she's Skywarn certified. I got her own GMRS ticket, so she didn't have to piggyback off of mine, even though we live in the same house, blah, blah, blah. You know, but she wanted her own, so I, you know, $35, you know, that's perfectly fine for her. And I just got a radio from Cliff, you know, a nice little GMRS 15 water that we can put in her truck so she has something, so when we're traveling together but in separate vehicles that, you know, she can talk to me on it so she doesn't get in trouble by using your cell phone kind of thing.
Now, see, mine won't pick up the radio to save her life. I use the FRS type radios up north, and I can't even get her to call out on that. On the rare occasion that my sister calls over from their property, she might answer, but she doesn't like them, and I don't push them on her, but she's been very supportive. I ran into the real good deal on some stuff, and she let me spent more money than I should have, but I guess she supports me at doing it as long as I stay out of her hair.
She likes to get home at a certain time, you know, because with her stroke, she wears off pretty quick. And, you know, with three dogs and two cats, you know, and my daughter's only home 3 days, you know, 4 days maybe out of the week because she spends quite a few days at her boyfriend's house, and, you know, so we take care of my daughter's dog and her cat, and then, you know, so it gives her something to do, and now that I have a radio for her, I think she'll be a little bit more excited, because I bought her an HD, that's the one I was messing around with in the meeting tonight, trying to do a couple things with it, but giving her own mobile, I think that'll, she'll get a little bit more into it, I think. Knowing that she might be able to talk to me once in a while on GMRS.
Well, that's what I told my wife. I said, GMRS, you covered under my license, I can give you a radio. You know, you could call me from the office, or I could call you from the plant, or anything like that with the repeaters. And she goes, nope, not at all. I don't want that.
You know, and since my daughter helped out in, you know, at the picnic, at the ARPS picnic, she actually went around with Dean and Darren, two new members, doing the fox hunt. And I walked with her, and she actually got kind of intrigued by it and helped find it. Kind of, she, like, this is kind of neat, this is kind of fun. So she might eventually study and work on getting her ham ticket.
And the guy behind me is a little impatient. I caught around the curve from Moravian and Schreiner area. onto the side street to go over to 14 Mile Road, and there's a deer standing there and slowly meandering across the road, and there's another deer there. He goes out and around me and damn near hit the deer.
You walk down my street in Memphis. We're just sitting off and the dog went ballistic. My dog almost went through the window because there's two does walking down our street. That's like the second time in 8 years since I've lived. I've been there since 2018. 6 years. 7 years since a deer has walked down our street. It was kind of different.
Well, the dogs I have now could care less. Well, yeah. The little one might go after it, but the bigger one doesn't care. And I had a black lab, and she was all black. We were up north. There must have been a deer in the woods. We didn't hear it, but boy, she took off her eyes deep, scared the bejesus out of me and the wife. So, yeah, no, they are in this area because the power lines are right here between Hoover, between Shaner and Van Dyke. So, I know I have to look out for him, but evidently that guy didn't know he had to look out for deer.
You know, we got the gravel pit, and then you got the river right there, so they come along the river. Plus we have, they walk right along the river, which, if you go out my house, if you go out my front door and turn right and go down to the end of the street and walk through the person's backyard, you're right at the Bell River. So, they travel right along there. They just decided to go in front of the houses this time. And my dog is a mental case. She's a 5-year-old Mountain Cur Whippet mix. So she's a hunting dog and she's a race dog. And she knows how to do both.
It's been probably close to 20 years, but we had deer came up the train tracks into the plant, at the back of the plant. Once they got inside, they turned around and walked right back out because they didn't like the noise and the activity. But, we get them down here every once in a blue moon, but mostly I got to worry about the polecats running around the neighborhood. I had my dog get sprayed once.
Yeah, that's not fun. Dog is easy to give a bath to with the miniatures. Try doing it to a 1,500-pound horse. That was not a fun adventure. KCKGO.
W8BPD. Well, I learned tomato juice doesn't work that well, but baking soda peroxide and just a drop or two of dish soap works pretty doggone good.
That for skunk?
Absolutely. And they explain it on how each ingredient works, but it works fairly well. I washed my dog with it and brought her in the house the same night.
All right, who got sprayed? Tom?
For us, it was my daughter's horse. He stuck his nose where it didn't belong and stuck it through the fence, and the skunk went, "Oh, I'm not tolerating you." And he got sprayed. That took about 4 hours to get out of his head, and he was stinky. And he didn't like one bit of it. Oh, and my other dog, Brian, is a black lab pit bull.
I've had 2 out of my 3 dogs get sprayed. Back in the day, my black lab Doberman mix, there was like 5 cats in the street, and she picked the slowest one, and it sprayed her. And then my little dog that I have now, the pug mix, got sprayed. Not too bad, but he went chasing after something after dark in the woods. I guess he didn't see that it had that white stripe, and he got sprayed.
Well, you, Sean, have you been grazed by the smell of a skunk in your animals? Brian, you're talking about animals coming into the shop. Yeah, well, my shop is in Auburn Hills off of High Middle Circle. And at the bay door open for the warehouse, and the material handler that was in there happened to walk over to where the recycle bin was inside, and there was a coyote in the cage. So, how's that for a surprise?
That would definitely surprise me. Well, I mean, we've had raccoons running along a crane rail. I worked at one place down by Hall Road in Jefferson there, and I was kind of shocked when the muskrat come walking in the shop. But, yeah, I think coyote would surprise me the most.
228 a gallon tonight.
With your 50 cents for the month of October, kind of a discount.
I'll have to wait and see what discounts I got today. I think it was 55 cents, but some of it's the natural. I get some of that anyhow. I don't know if I get the full 55 regularly. Anyhow, after I'm done filling up here, I'll be able to decipher it.
That's better than the 246 I paid with my 50 cents off at Speedway the 3 days ago.
I got 20 cents back per gallon with my Upside app, so I paid the, you know, my fleet card paid the regular price, but I got 20 cents back per gallon, and this thing takes 25 gallons, so you can do the math on that one. And so far, my total earnings for the past month and a half is like $140.
I think the thing I like best about it is I don't ever have to touch anything. I just pull up and open up the app. It says which pump. It knows where I'm at. It asks which pump and begin fueling.
Sam's Club I can do that with, but... because I got the credit card from BJ's, I get 15 cents off BJ's advertised price. And that's usually pretty good, but I haven't been there in almost a month. I used my 50 cents off thing at Speedway the last two times.
I used to get points for gas at Speedway when I used my Speed card, but now I use my Speedway card. Gas, I use my fleet card. The savings go back to the fleet card. So I don't do that anymore. You know, they claim the points and they put it towards whatever they put it towards. But the Upside app, I mean, that goes right onto the Upside app and I just gather points on it. Marathon, I get coins. And depending on how many coins I get, then I can get 10, 25, 50, up to $2 a gallon off, up to 20 gallons. So, it's usually a win-win somewhere. KKGO.
So it looks like 30 of that 55 is my normal discount. So the extra 25 was bonuses through the for the next month. So still would have been pretty good price.
Yeah, well, now that I'm not riding the motorcycle as much, I have to start putting more gas in the truck, so I have to start counting pennies. I don't know, maybe I'll look at that Upside app.
Oh, definitely. Since I got my coworker hooked on it, now that he's got an average, he's got a 15-gallon, or maybe a 20, I think he's got a 20-gallon in that one, and he's already up to just over 200. The coinage back, and once you just take that, you can apply it to Amazon, PayPal, you know, put it in your bank account, which I don't do, so I just put it into an Amazon account, or most of them, my total lifetime earnings I've had on the Upside app is probably about $350, and 95% of that I have given away.
Am I the only one that doesn't have my app ready for the 4-digit code for reward points when I pull up to the drive-thru?
No, I usually do that at the last minute as well. I'm not good about being prepared. My wife is, but I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. Get a small order from Taco Bell, but the McDonald's one that I always forget, that one's useful to me.
Make our free large fry, or I get the sandwiches 2-for-1.
Well, I was with the Coney card tonight. I whipped that out. It's just second nature. A friend of mine, he lives at the Coney Island in Lebanon and Gratiot, so 1 or 2 nights a week, I'll go visit them there. If I got stuff to talk about, it's like getting a car worked on or something like that. It's just second nature. I get a free cup of coffee at 50 points, a free starter at 100 points, which those chicken tenders qualify, and then at 150 points, it's $10. But they don't, they expire quicker than they used to. Fully understand, which means family comes first, and you know, even though I'm an empty nester and so on and so forth, a retired empty nester, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but I lost my mom about 20 months ago at the age of 98. Yeah, there were things, being the closest member of the family to her, I was only about 10 miles away, and she was living in St. Clair Shores. There were things my sister or brother would call me and to do, and I'd have to run over there, and I don't drive a car every day, so there were times I had to take a Uber to get over there and pick stuff, but yeah, for me, family always came first, no matter what, and that's the way it is now, though, because it's just me, myself, and I, and my girls are in their 40s, well, my youngest. Not my youngest. Not even mine. She'll be 40 next month. So, yeah, time flies.
And like I said, my mom made it to 98. God bless her. So, all right, I'm going to go back to the ball game here and just travel the rest of the way home. Hope everybody's meeting went well tonight. And for those who are still listening that may not have seen our post on Discord, I posted Ace Frehley, guitarist and original band member to Kiss, passed away today at the age of 74.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, my brother-in-law was a big Kiss fan. So he'll probably, he didn't even tell me, so I'm going to have to let him know. But somebody else just passed away this week. I forgot who it was.
Diane Keaton, 79.
That's the one. Oh, Don, if you're interested, I'm not sure how much, well, you should remember the Edmund Fitzgerald, but they're doing a YouTube, live YouTube session on the day of the memorial. You know, and you can watch that on YouTube.
That might be 50th anniversary.
Yes, the 50th anniversary, and it's the actual memorial service that they hold every year at the Shipwreck Museum. The memorial service you cannot attend. The public is not allowed to attend. It's strictly family. But they do televise, or they do what is it, video live on YouTube in regards to it. So you can watch the memorial service via YouTube. They do it every year.
My late father's birthday was November 10th, and I believe it happened on November 10th in 75, if my memory serves me correct. And, it was a year after I got out of high school. I graduated in 74, but the Mariners Church down in Detroit, which is just adjacent to the Renston, this was even before the Renston was, I think the ground was just broken for the Renston at the time in 75, but that church museum type thing down there is where they used to ring the bell, which is part of the song from Gordon Lightfoot. Musty old church in Detroit, they prayed at the Maritimes Great Lakes Cathedral, or Great Lakes Cathedral, I think it was called then, but it's Old Mariners Church right there at next to the Renston. And I've been down there and through there a few times and have seen some of the, I guess you could say, memorial stuff in regards to that as well.
Yeah, I went up to Whitefish Point week before, the weekend before my birthday weekend, and we went to the museum and walked along the hall there, and I got to see the bell, the actual bell from the Edmund Fitzgerald, and that was pretty cool. You can't touch it. It's in a protective case, of course, but it's a very somber feeling when you're up there and you read all that. But there's a video that they did on how they raised the bell, and the whole story about the bell. And, yeah, they do a memorial service every year. And I think it's up there in Whitefish Point. They do it right there, you know, put flowers in the lake and everything else, I think. But it's streamed on YouTube. I don't know if they still hold the memorial down in Mariners Church or not. But I know where that is exactly because I work right down there.
Well, I was working down there in 75, right there in downtown Detroit, and at the area, in the area of Shane and Jefferson, and you know, I remember all the memorial services, things like that. So, yeah, I have a lot of history to it and, you know, memories of it. I guess I was probably about 18 at the time, 75, and yeah, I was about 18. And, yeah, so it's been a while, but I've always been fascinated by it. Well, maybe fascination's not the word, but, you know, it's just one of those things in Michigan history that
for me growing up, and for my father, because like I said, it was on November 10th is when it happened. It would have been his birthday that year. 65 maybe, I don't know. Can't remember the exact dates and numbers off the top of my head. I'll take a pencil and figure out. But, things like that, events in Michigan, yeah, you don't forget them. And, thank you for the tip on the YouTube thing. I will look for it, and I will follow it, because I've always followed the stuff on public TV when they did it. Well, I remember public TV doing a lot of stuff on certain anniversary years, so they might even do something now with it being the 50th. So I thank you for the tip on that.
Are you back, or are you still waiting in line? When I got myself a sausage McMuffin. the expedition down to the Edmund Fitzgerald, that's on YouTube also. You just go to search for Edmund Fitzgerald, and I think it's like a 3-part series. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's my 50th high school reunion. But when something like this happens now, and it's the 50th anniversary, it strikes me for this year in a totally different way. And, it's stuff like I was told when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. So, again, being in November and so on and so forth. So, yeah, as you get older, you look back at that stuff that happened when you were in your younger days, and you look at it differently now than you did back then because you didn't fully understand certain things. But, anyway, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to start with this ball game. It's pretty much a wrap. I mean, Toronto's up here, too, so I'm going to slowly – I should have been in bed about 2 hours ago, but I just started watching baseball, and then, like I said, the shirt is out there. 41-65 and 2/3 wonderful innings going around in one run. That wasn't any else. But, anyhow, I'm just blabbing now because I'm slap happy. So, you have a good evening. Have a safe trip home. We'll catch you guys at sometime tomorrow. W8RCY.
I'm about 5 minutes out, so I'm on 73. I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. I'll be out here. KCKJO.
KCKJO, KEAAX.
What's going on, Dean?
You make it close to home yet?
Yeah, I'm just getting into town. I'm about 3 minutes from the house. I was going to stop by my mother-in-law's and fix a toilet issue for her. You know, she's 82. She can't move around too well.
Fair enough. Yeah, we just left out of the parking lot. What was wrong with the toilet?
Replace the float valve in it, you know, age, use, you know how that goes. So that's a whole 15-minute job.
Fair enough. I got one in the basement I got to redo. But I actually got to pull the tank on that one and redo the tank seal. KE, oh yeah.
I have fun with that. I don't do anything like that. I got somebody that I call, and he's a friend of my son, so I call him up, pay him the money, and he comes and does it. He already did the plumbing for my hot water heater. One of the PEX lines seal broke, and he fixed that, and then my outdoor spigot froze from that hard freeze. And I had a dam of ice in the backyard that leaked into the basement when it melted, so he took care of that for me. That didn't cost me too much.
Fair enough. I do honestly love pets. Coppers, you know, I kinda like the old school copper, I do. And that's what I learned on, but pets is a really nice resource. now they've come out with that ProPress stuff. Well, they didn't come out with it recently, but it's becoming more popular now. And that ProPress stuff is it's a good way to keep copper from being used.
Yeah, I just don't have time for it. I'm not interested. I mean, I can sweat a pipe, but, you know, it's taking me too long, and I'm afraid I'm going to set something on fire, so I just pay somebody to do it. It's a lot cheaper. But I have arrived at my location, so I will chat at you later, 73, on your final KCKGO.
Fair enough, 73. You have a good rest of your evening, and we'll be talking soon. This is 88LAX. Clear and monitor.
I heard that.
What'd you hear?
All right, why am I seeing the GMRS site keying up? Something weird going on there, Eric?
Yeah, Sean, I have no idea how that happened. I'm on DB switch, and I was on a totally different node, and I have no idea how it ended up there. It is really weird.
Well, it was happening.
Well, I was on this one, then I went to the other one. For some reason, it never disconnected from this one. That's weird. Huh. Okay. Sorry about that. Well, maybe you gotta wait a little bit before you switch profiles or whatever. Switch accounts.
Don't know. Don't use it often enough or regularly enough. Haven't ran into any anomalies. What you been up to? How's everything? Feeling better? Back to work, I assume?
Yeah, I'm back to work, but I'm going in for spine surgery in beginning of December. So they fixed the one problem, but they still got to fix the other problem. So, yeah, I'm back to work. I've been back to work since September 8th, and no problem there. But after the doctor took a look at my MRI, he's like, man, you're in really, really, really bad shape. You got to get that done. So I got to get it done.
I'm guessing that'll be another long recovery, you know. So I know Phil, KPR, he just had spinal surgery. I think he might be back home from that. I think he got home today. But because he was trying to get in on P25. We saw his call sign, but he wasn't making it. But, yeah, he just had some work done down at Cleveland Clinic. He's convalescing from that.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I got a hold of one of the best back surgeons in Michigan. And I wanted to get in November, but the lady that did the scheduling was off a day, so I left a message saying, yeah, call me back, I want to schedule. She never called me back, so I called her back, and she said, nope, November's all full, you got to go into December now. I'm like, okay, so, yeah, well, it's kind of complicated, but it could be a couple months or it could be 6 months. It just depends. Because once you free up all those nerves, it could cause a lot of other problems temporarily. So I'm getting 5 discs fused. So it's a pretty big deal.
Roger. Well, get it fixed. Should be should be hopefully a major improvement in quality of life. Now, Jeff had work done, and he generally says that he was better off before, last I heard. So, you never know, but it seems like they do enough of this where it's, and if it's bad enough, you know, anything's better than nothing, right? So, wish you the best of luck.
Yep, well, I'm actually in the least amount of pain I've been in a couple of 3 years. The hip really fixed a lot of the issues. Then I had some steroid injections in my back, and that knocked a lot of it out, but there's so much damage, it absolutely has to be done, or I could completely lose use of my legs and other things. So it absolutely has to be done. So, Aaron also, WTX8 or whatever, I get it mixed up. Anyhow, Aaron up there north of here, he had the same thing done as